Welcome. You are listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. Thank you for taking a money moment out of your day to listen and learn as we share tips to help navigate everyday financial life. Your host today is Dr. Jennifer Hunter, an Associate Extension Professor for Family Finance and Resource Management at the University of Kentucky.
Hello, and welcome back to podcast episode number 7. Today, our topic is setting financial priorities. Most people would agree that financial security is an important life goal to achieve. However, most people would also probably admit that they do not have a clear idea of how to obtain financial security. The majority of folks go through their financial lives doing their best to meet daily financial obligations without setting aside time to think about and plan for long-term financial goals. In order to make financial security a reality, you need to take the first step of setting financial priorities. Establishing financial goals will allow you to take control of your spending and to set aside the necessary money that will hopefully leave you financially independent and successful in the future. Today, we're going to discuss some tips to help you identify and set financial priorities. Simply stated, the first step is to figure out what it is that you want. Setting financial priorities is about using what you have to get what you want. You must first identify goals that are personally relevant or important to you and your family. Do not be afraid to identify goals that will challenge both you and your family. Encourage your entire family to get involved. Your partner and your children can all be involved in identifying goals that are most important to your family. Additionally, the possibility of achieving these goals is increased when everyone is aware of what the goals are and are invested in making them a reality. Make a list. Write down your financial priorities. These priorities can range from paying off your debts to establishing a college fund for your children. After you've listed your priorities, you want to categorize your financial priorities. It is likely that your list could be quite lengthy. In order to make the list more manageable, it is useful to categorize your priorities into short, medium, and long-term goals. Short-term goals are those that can be reached within the next 6 months to 1 year. A good example of a short-term goal is a vacation fund. Medium-term goals can typically be accomplished within 1 to 5 years. An example of a medium-term goal may be saving for a down payment on a car. Long-term goals require more time and will likely be achieved in 5 or more years from now. An example of a long-term goal could be funding a child's education or saving for a down payment on a house. Rank your list. It is common to experience difficulty with this step because financial priorities often overlap. For example, paying for your child's braces may take away money that could otherwise go to a college fund. In this situation, it is useful to ask yourself which goal will cause the greater harm if it is delayed. Remember, putting off a goal for a while does not mean that you are abandoning the goal. Do your research. You will most likely need more information in order to figure out how to best meet your goals. For example, if your financial priority is to retire by the age of 62, you may need to determine how much money you will need to have saved before retirement in order to live comfortably. Revisit your list often. Once you have set your financial priorities, your job is not over. It is helpful to keep your list in an easily accessible location and revisit it frequently to ensure that you are staying on track. A critical part to sticking to your financial priorities is making sure that you are controlling your spending and saving. It is best to plan on revisiting your list whenever you are evaluating your budget. I often encourage people, especially for their short-term goals, to put that list on their refrigerator or maybe the door into their laundry room or the door going out to the garage, someplace that they see it and they're reminded of it on a regular basis. I often use the example that packing your lunch to work is a great way to save money that can go towards reaching your financial goals. However, in my house, I pack lunches for my two kiddos and also for my husband, and I really enjoy buying my lunch out. So when we're working towards reaching a financial goal, I know that's one area that we can cut back in the budget, but it's not something that I particularly enjoy doing. So when I'm in the morning rush of trying to get the kids out the door, I may think, oh, well, it's okay. I'll just buy my lunch today. But then when I see those short-term goals listed on the refrigerator that morning while I'm packing everyone else's lunch, I remember what it is that we're working towards and that that's an easy sacrifice for me to make to be able to reach that financial goal. But without that daily reminder there, I might be more tempted to cheat on my goal. Setting financial priorities may feel overwhelming. However, by following the steps that we've discussed today, you are one step closer to making those priorities a reality. Keep in mind that it is okay to adjust your financial priorities as needed. Financial priorities should be taken seriously, but should also adapt to you and your family's changing needs. I hope you'll join us for our next podcast episode, where we are going to have some fun and talk about summer boredom busters on a budget.
Striving to help military families balance both life and their checkbook. Thank you for listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question or show topic idea, leave a like and comment on Facebook at MFLN Personal Finance. You can learn more about the eXtension Military Families Learning Network at militaryfamilies.extension.org.